In his book, Tales of a Magic Monastery, Theophane the Monk, as he calls himself, relates some of his lived experiences. His home is close in proximity to the magic monastery, which lies up in the hills overlooking his village, and Theophane visits there, encountering all manner of wisdom among these monks. He also aspires to draw nearer to God, and so he expects his encounters with the monks will help him on his pathway, but more often they leave him challenged. For example, one day at the monastery, a monk asks Theophane what it is he's seeking. "Frankly," Theophane tells him, "I am seeking the pearl of great price." The monk then slipped his hand into his pocket and drew it out and gave it to Theophane, just handed it right over, leaving Theophane dumbfounded. And then he began to protest, "Surely you don't mean to give it to me. Surely you mean to keep it for yourself." He kept up until the monk finally said to him, "Look, is it better to have the pearl of great price or to give it away?" And now Theophane says he has it, but he doesn't tell anyone, for some would just scoff in disbelief or ridicule. "You have the pearl of great price?" Others, he fears, might be jealous, or someone might even try to steal it. But then he says there remains that question, is it better to have the pearl of great price or to give it away? And he adds, "How long will that question rob me of my joy?" How might you answer that question? Is it better to have the pearl of great price or to give it away? It's quite a paradox. Similar, I believe, to the one Jesus tells his disciples in this gospel reading today. "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it." We can well imagine their puzzled expressions. Practically hear them asking, "What's this now, Jesus?" Maybe we even experience some of their trepidation. Because Jesus has just told them that the Son of Man must suffer, be rejected by the leaders, and be killed, and then rise again. And to be his followers, they should take up their own cross and follow him. To suffering, to rejection, to death. Those sound like things that humans fear rather than embrace. I think fear keeps us from living our lives fully. Fear certainly keeps Theophane from telling anyone about the pearl of great price. He fears ridicule. He fears jealousy. He fears theft. And fear keeps him from enjoying the pearl. It keeps him wrestling over what's the right thing to do, and ultimately it keeps him from living fully. Jesus sets before us the image of one who lives fully for God and invites his disciples to follow in his footsteps, letting go of their fears, giving away the pearl of great price, which they have found and are holding on to. The fear of letting go abounds in Mark's gospel. For example, when Jesus encounters a man with leprosy, the man says to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Perhaps his greatest fear in that moment is the fear of being disappointed yet again by a healer. So he puts parameters around his request. He puts the healing all on Jesus' shoulders. Jesus bids him trust in God. In other words, he has a little work to do too. Trust in God, he will be healed. When the disciples are out on the Sea of Galilee caught in a storm, they fear for their lives until Jesus calms the storm. With growing faith, they marvel that even the wind and the waves obey him. When Jesus heals a man possessed by demons, he causes such a stir that the people in the village begin to fear him and beg him to leave. He does. But first he instructs the man he healed to go home and tell his family all that God has done for him. When Peter confesses, "You are the Messiah, you are the Christ," he He voices the expectations of many, that Jesus will follow predictable lines as the military and political leader the people have come to expect. He will restore the nation of Israel to its former might and power and wealth, recalling the glory days of King David and King Solomon. When Jesus warns the disciples not to tell anyone about him, they are puzzled. When Jesus predicts his own death, they are dismayed. When Peter tries to set him straight, Jesus turns on him, and I'm sure there is a moment when Peter fears he has put his faith in the wrong person. Sometimes we get so comfortable with our own thoughts and our own ways that we don't want to be challenged or changed. Like the leper, we may fear being disappointed. Like the disciples in that storm-tossed boat, we fear the things we can't control. Like Peter, we may fear the future we've planned might not turn out the way we expect. The process of letting go of our fears is a journey of grief, with its very real feelings of denial and anger, even depression, before a turning around and a rebuilding. As difficult as it may be, letting go of our fears, surrendering that particular pearl of great price, is something Jesus promises us will lead to fuller, more meaningful lives. We learn to let go of fear by learning to trust. Remember that trust fall exercise? Maybe you had to do it in school, maybe in a job, workplace, a team building exercise. You know the one. Close your eyes and you cross your arms and you fall back and you trust the person behind you is going to catch you. Yeah, you laugh. You trust. It was all about the trust fall, right? The theory was the person behind you won't let you fall any more than you would let somebody else fall. It was meant to help you grow trust in one another, to help you achieve a level of honesty, strengthen your team or your workplace. In Scripture, the answer to fear is always to have faith and to trust in God. And faith and trust in God is always found by looking back at how God's caught you in the past, in order to remember how God is catching you now and will catch you in the future. Remember the story about the footprints? The man who's walking along the seashore at the end of his life, walking beside God, and he sees the memories of his lifetime flashing before him. The good points, the high points, the low points, the really low points. And he looks back and notices that the footprints seem to coincide, and that those really low times, those really bad times, there's only one set of footprints. And he says to God, how come? When I was at the worst points in my life, I was walking by myself. And God says, oh, no, no. You are my precious child, and I love you, and I would never leave you. The times when you see only one set of footprints, those are the times when I carried you. Look back. Remember. In order to look forward. So can you do that with God? Can you do that trust fall? Can you trust that when you fall down or fall apart, God's got you? Can you look at your life critically and see where those moments were, those low times where God has held you up? So if God can hold even the lowest points in your life and bring you through them, if God can redeem even the worst times in your life and show you new hope and new possibility, then can you trust God's plan always, even at the high points of your life, even if God's plan and God's path may diverge from the one you imagined for yourself, even if you're afraid to take the step? Can you remember God's held you and trust that he will? Can you let go of the pearl of great price and find joy in the letting go? Theophane the monk, our friend, writes of the day when he finally got to go to the magic monastery. You see, he'd wanted to go for the longest time, and every time he made plans, something came up or got in the way. And today was Christmas Day. And Theophane made his way toward the mountain, but at the foot of the hill, there sat a blind beggar. And Theophane drew near to give him some money because, you know, he had his plans. He was on his way up the hill Christmas Day, remember? And he heard the beggar ask, "Who will lead me into the heart of God?" And Theophane stood still in his tracks. Who indeed was going to lead this man into the heart of God? And Theophane sat down in front of him. And he took the beggar's hands in his own, and he said, "Together, together we will go into the heart of God. What is your pearl of great price? Is it better to have it or to give it away? And how long will fear rob you of your joy?" Amen.